are now into hour number four on the internet streams. We are number one on Shoutcast, period. Number one on the web for radio on the internet. And we're not just on the internet. We're on AM and FM, shortwave, satellite. We thank all those affiliates. Okay, David Icke, finishing up with the nature of reality and then expanding into not just the positive reality and love and light and goodness, but then we're going to get into the dark side and what makes up the enemy. People need to understand that. David Icke.
Well, this is the key, and this might shock a few people when they think about it. But this reality that we are experiencing as solid walls and this apparently solid world is just an illusion. The only place it exists is in our heads, and it is what I call the holographic internet. If I'm in this room now, and if I look around, there's the wireless internet is in this room, but I can't see it. But if I get a computer and I tune it into the wireless internet, suddenly I have a complete worldwide collective reality called the World Wide Web, which can be accessed anywhere in China, though firewalled off to a large extent, Australia, South America, America, London, anywhere in the world. People can tap in through that computer into the same collective reality. What they make of it is their unique spin, but it's the same reality. And if you said to people, tell me about the internet, they'd say, well, it's graphics and websites and colors and on a screen. Yes, it is. But the only place the internet exists in that form is on the screen, nowhere else. Everywhere else it's electronic circuits, etc. You say to people, tell me about television. They say, well, these programs are moving pictures on the screen. Yes, it is. But the only place that television exists in that form is on the screen. Everywhere else, it is electronic circuits and frequency fields, which the television decodes into those pictures. What we do through this physical vehicle, what we call physical anyway, is we're decoding a reality on exactly the same principle, though fantastically more sophisticated, as the wireless internet. And this is where we get our collective reality from. Now, this is vital to the conspiracy, Alex, because if you know this and the people don't, then you can manipulate the way they decode reality to fit what you want those people to do. What is a stage hypnotist doing on a stage? He is manipulating the stooges' sense of reality. In other words, the way they decode reality. So he'll give one, for instance, a potato, and they'll eat the potato. But he beforehand will have programmed the brain, the decoding system, to believe that it's an apple. So as the message goes from the taste buds to the brain as an electrical signal, the brain decodes that not as a potato, but as an apple. You try telling that guy he's not eating an apple because he's tasting it. I went to stage hypnotist shows when I was researching all this, and I watched it happen. I watched people reel back with fantastic smells that never existed, but just been programmed in. When I say this word, you're going to smell the smell of this. It's all manipulation.
Well, it shows predictive programming, and you know, they have those TV shows where they really do it. And they found in studies that the population is more suggestible, massively more suggestible than they were just 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. We're being programmed by TV to be more suggestible, and now everything's like Times Square, where they're taking over reality with blimps and with TV screens, and where everything is becoming this Minority Report world.
And because they know that this information I'm talking about now, they understand this at the shadow people level, and they are programming just like hypnotists, and they are hypnotists. They're programming the decoding system of the brain to decode reality, this wireless internet, this holographic cosmic internet, if you like, we call the physical world, to decode it in a way that suits them in terms of limitation, in terms of...
And that's what we are. We're all these individual biomechanical machines marching around on the surface of a giant planetoid covered by oceans and a thin ribbon of atmosphere, who are all individually experiencing just a very narrow band of reality, and then they're even trying to program that narrow band and use our social conditioning to keep us in very small parameters, David, correct?
They're trying to isolate us in the body consciousness vehicle, which has a ability to think for itself. It's not just like an ordinary computer. It's a biological computer. It has the ability to think for itself and react to environmental changes. That's what we call physical evolution.
David, we're going to skip this break. It's too important. Only on the InfoWars streams and PrisonPlanet.tv.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center with ZV. ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies, and TV shows. Anything that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with the ZV remote with its built-in mouse touchpad. Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content, such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more. And all in HD and just a click away. With ZV, there are no subscriptions or download fees. The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started. Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com. Or call us today at 800-611-1776. That's 800-611-1776. Call today.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I asked David Icke earlier to plug some of his books and videos, and he said, nope, I'm not going to plug them. I don't care about that. Well, he's an amazing individual, but he does have great books and videos, very enlightening. He'll wake a lot of people up, and you need to get them at DavidIcke.com. And I've gotten to that point, too. That's why I say my videos are all free on the Internet. They're in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, or get them and make copies. But at the same time, you need to support people like David Icke and myself, because then we can have more people, do more, take more action. I'm running more of a news organization, so my needs are greater. So that keeps me back on the, you know, straight and narrow of just trying to fund this operation. David is traveling around the world, speaking to huge crowds of people and writing books and making videos every year, and we just really appreciate him. David, I was asking you the question for the InfoWars Internet audience, now we're back on the main audience, about the map makers of the mind. It's also dangerous if we unlock minds or people unlock their own minds by us pointing out that they're locked, and then the New World Order has set up lots of spiritual traps or lots of, you wouldn't even call it spiritual coding traps is what I would call them, of false rabbit trails which are meant to suck people into very dangerous cults, very dangerous Eastern organizations, all sorts of New World Order stuff. Because the New World Order knows this, they're into it, so they've made it all very dark, and they capture people that break up through the control matrix, and they're swimming up, and the New World Order captures them in I'm on TV right now. I'm showing people, you know, here's the mass control consciousness that believes the Federal Reserve is federal and the government loves you and everything's fine and melamine, plastic's good for your kidneys and poison's good for you. You know, they're down here, but more and more are breaking through, swimming up. So the New World Order's created lots of false solutions and lots of, I mean, it's very sophisticated. And then they infest the, you know, consciousness crowd and knowing that though that people are going to escape, they're there to capture them. How do people protect themselves from that?
Well, this is the bottom line of what they're doing, Alex. You can call it soul, I call it infinite consciousness, expanded consciousness, whatever you like. The idea is to keep that from imposing or infusing its level of wisdom and awareness and love and the understanding that everything is one through the physical vehicle, computer, into this reality. It wants to isolate the computer and then into what I call body consciousness, which also includes the lower auric field, the electromagnetic field.
And then have us manifest evil through it using us as a puppet.
Yeah, the thing is that once you disconnect from, if you like, higher levels of awareness and you become encased in body consciousness, you're looking outside of yourself for information to get a fix on life, yourself, the nature of reality. And what comes back, what you learn at school, what you learn through the media, what you learn from bankers and politicians and all the rest of it. In other words, what they're doing is isolating the computer from our consciousness, what you would call soul, and then programming the computer with the reality that suits the agenda. Now, as people awaken, there are what I've called in my books endless cul-de-sacs, which are being set up, little mousetraps, to take people away from the full magnitude of expressing the full power and awareness of who they are into things like the New Age and into other things where they can be, if you like, put in a cul-de-sac. I mean, I've called the New Age in my books the last cul-de-sac before the gold mine because it takes people away from understanding that they are the power. And again, it hands power to other people, some guru or some New Age guy or whatever, just as the religions in all their forms are about the people handing their power and their belief systems over to others. We are consciousness. We are infinite consciousness. We're all expressions of the same consciousness. That's why the fighting between us is so idiotic and stupid and ridiculous, but that's what happens when you lose that understanding of unity and you see everything in a partners because you're caught in the body computer. So what we need to do is to move our point of observation of the world and ourselves from I am Ethel Smith in the computer, I am the computer, to I am infinite consciousness having an experience through this computer in this tiny frequency range we call the physical world. And everyone else whose eyes I look into are the same consciousness as me having a different experience.
Yeah, back into myself. And that's the incredible thing is that just in a meat and potatoes way, let's say there is no consciousness above this, which we know is a lie, but through genetic consciousness, it's all a mirror. I understand that I am all those that came before me, and I am passing on through my children everybody that came before me and who I was, and I realize I'm going to love my children's grandchildren, who I'll never meet, or their great-grandchildren, as much as I love my children or I love myself, in fact, more so. And so why would I want to commit a crime against the genetic code? Why would I want to commit a crime against humanity when I'm related to all these people, whether they be black or white, Chinese or German? And I realized that, and then I asked myself, why does the New World Order revel? They know the mercury is damaging the genetic code. They know the GMO is attacking and actually mutating the human species. They know they're attacking the earth. And then they give us fake environmentalism when we rebel against that and then use it to control us more. They know they are killing things. Now we've talked about the positive side, the enemy. They know, they understand this system, but the controllers, you know, the shadow behind the throne, the power behind the throne, they have made the conscious decision to revel in darkness and destruction. Why?
Well, let's just go one point, which kind of relates to this, but relates to what you just said. Take consciousness to be the most brilliant computer programmer in the world. And he's sitting at his desk in front of a computer, symbolic of the body, shall we say. And he's trying to get his genius through that computer into the reality on the screen, this world. If that computer is destabilized, if it's not working, if it's got viruses, It's not decoding properly. If it's got various things wrong with it, if it's electrically imbalanced and its decoding system is distorted, I don't care if that guy in that chair, symbolic of our true self, our true consciousness, is the best computer programmer has ever lived. He's not going to pass that genius through that computer. So this conspiracy, Alex, is about attacking the vehicle, the decoding system, to make sure that it is inefficient and imbalanced and doesn't operate to the true efficiency and magnitude that it possibly could.
I've got to add something. It's so incredible what you're saying.
That's the true reason for the microchip, Alex.
Well,
in a computer, the central processing unit, the CPU, that filters all the information traffic, is a microchip. The reason they're talking now about having human computer...
It's an electrochemical computer.
Yeah, because they're talking now about connecting the human brain to a computer and you can work the computer through your thoughts is because they're connecting two computers, one more sophisticated by stunning margin than the other, but that's what they're doing. So the idea is to attack the vehicle, the computer, on every level they can. That includes programming it through words and repetition of lies like Bin Laden was behind 9/11 and all this stuff, and eventually repetition is a wonderful mind manipulation technique and programming technique, and the computer then starts reading reality to fit the programming. Once you introduce consciousness, those programs start to break down, and that's when people start to wake up.
No, I was just going to agree with you, and that's why when you study eugenics, publicly they say it's about making the race better and getting rid of the bad, but real eugenics at the PhD level, they say, no, we've got to mutate and dumb down the mass of people so we in the future, and this is 100 years ago, all the top eugenicists, and we put it in the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, all the proof, there's a bibliography of it, whatistheendgame.com, they say we really want to wreck humanity so we can greedily control it for ourselves, because they'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. I mean,
exactly. And so when you look at the body computer on one level, it is an electrochemical organism. What are they bombarding us, not least our kids, with? Chemical cocktails called soft drinks and food, electromagnetic and microwave attacks and pollution, which we're living in. And if you want to affect every fish in one go, what do? You affect the sea. Then you've done it. And they're affecting this energy field that we're living in the lower levels around the Earth, which we can operate in as humans in this world. And they are infiltrating it with all this electromagnetic pollution, which is designed to disrupt the ability of the computer to access higher consciousness.
Let me throw a point out.
Electrochemically destabilized. That's what it's all about.
Let me throw a point out. When you go out to southern Utah in Monument Valley and there's nobody around, you can be in your tent. It's not just the beautiful vistas that, you know, raise the soul, as people say, or, you know, make the soul soar. It is that you are not around all the electrochemical pollution. You are outside of that, and you're also outside the pollution, and they've proven this. There's like wavelengths coming off the mind. They broadcast all the programmed brains that are broadcasting the evil. You're also away from those, and it's the incredible peace of being out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. The computer talks, consciousness knows. That's why when you go into the silence and you quieten your mind, you can get incredible insights that you can't when the mind chatter's going. Because the computer mind chatter, everybody stops. Everyone listening to this show will understand what I mean, where the mind never shuts down. It's always talking. It's always trying to work things out. It's always trying to create dramas or reacting to dramas and all the rest of it. Then when you go into a state, some people call it meditation. I don't meditate. I daydream, which I guess is a form of meditation, but I don't sit cross-legged, not least because I've got arthritis and I can't. But I don't sit cross-legged and meditate, although, you know, good luck to those who do. But I let consciousness in by shutting the chatter down. And what's happening? You remember that that mass mind control manual that came to light, Quiet Weapons for Silent Weapons for a Quiet War.
Colonel Alexander.
There was a line in that which was encapsulates what we're saying here. It said, keep them busy, busy, busy back on the farm with their other animals. They're trying to keep our minds occupied constantly because the mind chatter is occupied by that level of entertainment that we get on the television or what passes for it, the news, the television's never on, off the radios, on all the time, mind chatter, and that holds us in body consciousness reality because it's dealing with words, which is a body consciousness decoding.
Okay, David, I want to ask you advice about myself personally, because I really respect you in this area, in the behind-the-scenes internet-only discussion at PrisonPlanet.tv and the InfoWars exclusive streams right now. For everybody else, we'll be right back.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
All right. The time's almost up with David Icke. I might be able to twist his arm for 10 minutes more into overdrive with David. I doubt it. There's so much he wants to talk about. I want to know about why the elite who are aware of all of this like to get into the darkness and why they revel in that and some of the rituals they do. I mean, now Macy's has come out with 666 Knights of Hell Bohemian Grove wear. It says Bohemian Grove on it. It's using official Bohemian Grove logos, Macy's nationwide. It's up on Infowars.com. I want to get into that, and then anything else you want to cover, David, and then take a few phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. But everything you say makes all these other ideas and thoughts I've already had, but at a deeper level, start exploding. So that's why I'm jumping in. But I want you to have a chance to really run. So I'm just going to literally turn my mic off and step back. We're going to skip this next break for the internet. Everybody else will be right back. And just, you've got the floor. Run with it.
Well, first of all, in terms of where we're going with this, we need to get a blank sheet of paper. And I'm not talking as some guru who's on a mountain and telling you how to do it. I'm telling you what happened to me over the last 20 years. And when you, and it's a simple thing, Alex, but my goodness me, is it powerful in how it pans out and plays out in changes in your life and everything. Once you look in the mirror and you identify what you are looking at with the vehicle that's allowing you to experience this frequency range we call the world, and you move your sense of identity to I am infinite consciousness, I am all that is, has been, and ever will be. Not that time exists outside of this reality. It's another figment of our manipulated imagination and programming. Once you move your sense of identity out to that level of self, everything changes. I mean, you know, fearful of what some government's going to do, fearful of the consequences of taking action in pursuit of freedom. I mean, you know, that level of consciousness, which is a level of love, which is beyond our comprehension. It's not I love you, darling, saw you down the disco. That level of love is an attraction. Actually, it can be manipulated chemically if you stimulate certain chemicals in the brain. That's attraction. I was in a half kind of wake state, waking up the other day, and going around my head was this statement: love is not what you are in. I'm in love with you. Love is what you are. And at that level of love, the true definition of love, not attraction, but love for all, love for self, it has no fear. It only does not what it believes to be right. It does what it knows to be right. And it chooses freedom. And freedom and love do not do consequences. There's no mental gymnastics. Oh, I want freedom. But what are the consequences for me of going down there? Freedom doesn't do consequences. Love doesn't do consequences. It does what it believes to be right. And I tell you what, when you get to this level of consciousness, Alex, something that would change this world overnight because of all that would come from it. If people started making decisions not based on what is right for me in the circumstances before me, and that turns out often not to be right for you anyway, but what is right, end of story, in the circumstances that I face. What is right? What is just? What is fair? What do I need to do to pursue that version of what is right? And if we did that, there'd be no hunger. There'd be no conflict. There'd be no child abuse. There'd be no environmental abuse. There'd be none of this stuff. We'd be in a completely different level of consciousness, and therefore we'd be in a different, completely different level of experiences of this world. As Albert Einstein said, you cannot solve problems with the same level of consciousness that created them. And because we've got caught in body consciousness and not the high soul consciousness, if you like, that we really are, therefore we bring a political party in with a certain level of consciousness, and we replace it with another with the same level of consciousness. We interact with the world with the same level of consciousness, and then we wonder why the world never changes for the better, because the same level of consciousness that is creating the problems then returns to create more problems. We have to move into an expanded level of awareness of who we are, the nature of reality, the illusory nature of reality that we live in, and then we can have a paradise here, because illusions only control you when you think they're real. And that's the key to this conspiracy. It's been persuading people that this illusion that we're interacting with and we can have great fun and joy with is actually real, and once you buy that one, you're in body consciousness, and you're in the slammer. And we're at a time now with this awakening when we can open the door,
David Icke,
and transform this world.
Got a break. Stay there, David Icke. We'll talk to you during the break. David, I don't want to turn this into a massive extravaganza.
No, but I tell you, you want to go into the dark stuff. I'll tell you about that.
Well, the thing is, I know that you've got a lot of things to do, but I would love, and I promise you we would end it then and also give you a break later. What if we did 20 minutes into the next hour? The show normally ends in 30.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I think I'm going to go ahead and myself, David can't stay with us, but I'm going to go into overdrive at Infowars.com for 20 minutes. You're going to do that, Paul, because I want to cover what's happening with the markets after David leaves us. But I do want to take some time out and take some calls before the show ends as well. But, David, during the break when we were still talking for the Internet audience on PrisonPlanet.tv, we were discussing I was saying, well, the elite are like a cancer, though. They understand this. They've decided to be dark and evil and to shutter the souls of humanity because it makes them more easily manageable, and they revel in darkness. And I can't imagine having the knowledge of the wonders of being good and being loving and, you know, doing all that and then making the conscious decision to be dark and wicked. So why are they doing that? And as good guys, how do we stand up against them?
Well, they are locked into such a depth of their own body consciousness that that's why, and there's other connections to that, but they're so locked into that level of reality, that that's why they're so good at manipulating it. Right? They're almost like soulless beings who have lost such contact with these higher levels of awareness that basically, if you look at the way they operate through intellect. They are very, very clever, but they have absolutely no wisdom, and cleverness without wisdom is the most destructive force on earth. So they're coming from an intellectual level, which is a body consciousness level, because the intellect thinks and works things out. It's not that higher knowing that we've talked about. And they're so stuck in it that they have lost touch with a key self-balancing mechanism, which is empathy. They have no empathy. And because they have no empathy, they have no emotional consequences for what they do to people. So 3,000 people on 9/11, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dead and maimed civilians in Iraq. We couldn't do that because we have empathy. We have this emotional feeling for the consequences for others of our actions. When you don't have them, there are no limits. And that's why they act like they do. And it's why I've been saying for years, if you see what they would do on the basis of what you would do, then you've lost the plot, because they're not the same because of what I've been talking about. And they are, I mean, I know I've had lots of ridicule, and also over the years I've had lots of ridicule over many things. I don't care what is what it is. But, you know, these people interact on a what you like a human level with entities that operate just outside of visible light. You know, as I said right at the start of this chat today, I'm sitting here in California, and all the television and radio stations broadcast in California are sharing the same space that I'm sharing. They're not on top of each other like a chest of drawers. They're sharing the same space because they're vibrating at different speeds. Now, when you get two stations that are very close to each other, there's close enough for interference, interference symbolic of interaction. And these entities that these people worship in their stupid, sick, and horrific rituals are to interact with these entities that operate just outside of visible light, just outside of human sight. And what these entities do is they feed off low vibrational human energy, which is fear, stress, all these different expressions of low vibrational energy. And this, Alex, is where the age-old term of sacrificing young virgins to the gods comes from. What are young virgins symbolic of in that term? Prepubescent children. I've understood this by talking to people who've taken part in these things overwhelmingly against their will. What these entities do is they are there at the ritual, and they put these children and other people too through horrific rituals, and they build them up to a state of absolute terror. And this is releasing this really low vibrational energy of terror. And it also puts an adrenaline in the bloodstream, which the human elite drink like a nectar. So when they do the sacrifice, the entity or entities that they're doing the ritual for, which have, you know, various names in different parts of the world, they absorb this energy like a energetic sustenance to them, while the human level of it, they drink the blood which has this adrenaline in, and this is one reason. There are many other reasons why they do these rituals, and so a mass creation of this energy, a mass version of this ritual, we call wars. We call credit crunches and banking collapses because of all the stress and fear energy that is released by the people in the face of these things. So on one level, it's not the only reason they do it, but on one level, they're manipulating these fearful, stress-creating, terror-creating events to actually elicit an energy, low vibrational energy from the people. Why?
So it's not just that they're evil and enjoy it. It is a psychic war, and they're polluting everything with gloom and doom.
Yeah, they're bringing every... See, as I said earlier, they are massively locked into low, low, low vibrational consciousness. There is almost no a light there at all, and that's why they act like they do. They're complete... You know, we've had this age-old... Sea Maliks through the centuries and thousands of years right across the world in ancient accounts about the soulless ones. That's what we're talking about. And it, you know, Christians would talk about demonic entities. And the Muslims would talk about the jinns and stuff. These are all different names for the same thing we're talking about here.
Well, I've talked to top psychologists who study the serial killers, and they describe it as if they're dead. They have no emotion, nothing in life, but there's like a burning light. They only feel alive while they're torturing a child, while they're doing something particularly horrible, and so they become total slaves to it.
Yeah, and they're also slaves to something else. They're slaves to these entities. Now, this is another important thing to start connecting some dots here. Why is this human elite obsessed with interbreeding? Because if with each other and not breeding outside of itself, because if you really break it down to the level that we're talking about today, Alex.
Well, the Egyptians said they were gods and they had to keep that bloodline in the family.
Yeah, but what's the obsession with bloodline? It is this.
Keeping the money together.
When you procreate, you are in effect downloading two hard drives called DNA and whatever onto one hard drive, which we call the new child body computer. The child is consciousness. The child's body is a computer like everyone else. Now, that means that these bloodlines, when they interbreed, what they're holding is, in effect, a software program, a certain vibrational field, which is the fusion of the two aspects of the same genetic line, i.e. the same, aristocracy or royal family, whatever. Now, this means... Hello?
No, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, this means that the elite bloodlines in physical form within this reality, they are vibrating to a particular frequency, which, because it's a hybrid, has a vibrational sympathy with these entities operating just outside of visible light, human sight. And therefore, that vibrational connection allows these particular bloodlines to be possessed, another ancient theme right up to the present day, by these entities much more powerfully and efficiently in terms of controlling their mental and emotional processes than they can with the rest of the population. And so this is the key, Alex. You've got a human bloodline, which is a hybrid bloodline with a certain type of DNA, which they interbreed incessantly and have over the centuries to hold. This allows a vibrational connection with these entities, which allows the possession of these human forms by these non-human entities. And then you've got the secret society network, which manipulates these human elite bloodlines that we talk constantly about into the positions of power, and indeed their gophers into the positions of power. And what we're actually doing is putting these entities into those positions of power. But because we look at them with our five-sense sight, we decode only the human level, so that's all we see. But if you could tease out your visual acuity and see a wider range of frequencies as you look at these people, you would see anything but a human entity overshadowing it. This is how they've done it. This is what these bloodlines are about, having vibrational compatibility with these entities which they worship, these gods that they worship.
Well, and I know the elite believes that. When I was at Bohemian Grove, people could say, oh, it's just a play. I was there with 1,000-plus members watching the ritual. They were grinding their teeth. They were in religious rapture. They did some other ritual over behind the trees that was the real ritual, and they did the mock human sacrifice of the child, and that's in their own literature. Now Macy's has come out with all of this Bohemian Grove, the Knights of the Illuminati, 666, the Hell Group. I mean, now they're really throwing it in our face. And we always know that through the popular fashions, they telegraph what's coming in the future. Why are we seeing all the skulls and death and now Illuminati clothing?
Yeah, because, they understand, because they are so entrapped in computer-level reality, they understand this stadium. And so what they're doing is trying to pull all the time, as we talked about in this chat today, they're trying to pull humanity into a sense of reality that operates in the same stadium.
And that's what the Roman Colosseums were all about, the blood and death.
Yeah. I tell you what, Alex, they are absolutely terrified of this awakening, which they knew was coming and they know is now here. They're terrified of it, and they're desperately pushing this agenda forward, not least the microchip, because the real idea of the microchip, yes, it's for electronic tagging, and the computer knows where everyone is, yes. But I've been given chapter and verse by a CIA scientist about this many years ago now, 10 years, in fact, 1997, 98. The idea is to hijack the body computer through the microchip so they can externally manipulate us vibrationally, physically, mentally, and emotionally from a distance, either en masse or isolating us as individuals. And the reason that there's many reasons for the same thing, but a major, major reason for wanting a world DNA database is because we all vibrate, although we vibrate within certain frequency range, we all vibrate on our own unique signal as well. And if you know someone's DNA through the technology they have, they can work out that unique signal and target it. The whole conspiracy kind of comes down to in the end, and everything else is playing it out.
Well, we knew that from the Army plan that was written up in the 80s, declassified in 2000 in February, we know in there that the Army says that through fads, through security, through prisoners, through Alzheimer's patients, and through having law enforcement be forced to take chips, they could then force the public to do it. And now if you want to be a fighter pilot, you're going to have it. That's openly mainstream news. They are preparing the public that if you want to have a job, you're going to have basically this little wire port into your brain. And the Army says that by 2025, all of us will be – this is what they say. And this is where the movie The Matrix came from, was
it's
from
so
the exactly from the DARPA reports. The and this is in my book, Descent into Tyranny. They say that they're going to put us all in tanks to be in the hive mind. So that movie is the plan.
Well, the hive mind is something I've been writing about for a long, long time. You can only put people, because, you know, when I talk about, you know, infinite consciousness, I'm not talking about everyone being a clone and acting the same. Infinite consciousness is infinite possibilities.
Yeah, tied into the bigger picture, not into the narrow band. But David, my point is, you're not just saying this. The official Army prospectus says this is the plan for full spectrum dominance, because there'll be no more war. We'll all be safe if we're in these tanks. You can't make stuff up that weird. And then last year, the British 10-year prospectus talked about having a neutron bomb. Us, if we resist them, having to kill masses of us, flash mobs. I mean, people think David Icke is weird or off the charts. If you read what DARPA and the Pentagon and their head futurist, Mr. Marshall, are saying, it's all even stranger than David Icke.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the rabbit hole goes much deeper than any of us have got yet. But the thing is, Alex, as you were saying, as I was pointing out, the infinite consciousness is all possibility. So expressing your uniqueness, your maverick, your unique spin on life is actually expressing the infinite consciousness.
And that changes the controlled paradigm, we're taking it over cell by cell.
Exactly. So when you talk, as you just have, about those documents and other, you know, the tanks and everyone becoming a hive mind, they can only create a hive mind. They can't get to consciousness, you see. It's vibrating too quickly. It's too powerful for them anyway. Their arena is the body computer decoding system. And they can only put us in a hive mind by locking us in that level of reality. Now, they've done it for vast numbers of people, but this awakening is literally breaking the spell.
It's a massive revolution.
Yes, it is. And people should not for a second underestimate the incredible, extraordinarily amazing magnitude of what's going on. Yes, we need to know what the manipulation and the conspiracy is doing, so we streetwise to it, and there are enormous numbers of people who still don't realize they're slaves who need that information to realize that they are, then they can do something about it.
David, we got to go to calls. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is this, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DavidIcke.com, check it out, and then put it into action. Doesn't mean you'll be a master of this overnight. Just start questioning the system. Stop watching TV. Love your family. Eat healthy. Go out and warn people. Expose the bankers, and that leads you on the path to expanding your horizons. David Icke, what an amazing individual. David, let's take calls. We're going to skip this next break as well for the Internet listeners. Michael in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Is this me?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Michael, yes.
Hey, thanks, man. you both express yourself so eloquently. I've been wanting to talk with both of y'all for a while. And, you know, talking about the dynamics of these vibrational frequencies, you've covered it pretty good. What I think we have coming toward us, those that are truth rising, such as the, both of you and your listening audience, is that we're approaching a point of separation in our vibration frequencies. They've kept by keeping us in fear. They've brought us down to their low life vibration that you've expressed so eloquently, and by us raising our vibration of frequency by getting above their fear that they're trying to perpetrate us and beat us, keep us beat down, we will be able to raise our vibration frequency to a point that they won't be able to exist because they are so low life and dishonest. And you know, they create the killing fields, they've contaminated the planet, you know, the food, the water, everything, you know, and they operate with no conscience. And I just feel like we're approaching that point of separation where they won't be able to function in their thought forms in a higher vibration.
In fact, that's what they call it. They call it separation consciousness in the people they torture to create mind control slaves, and that's declassified. David?
Yeah, and no, I went through years and years in the 90s and early in this century, deeply researching mind control techniques. And when I talk to a stream of mind control victims who are now trying to deprogram, they'll tell me the same. They can't get to consciousness. The mind control is done on the body computer level. They even talk in the mind control projects about mind files and things like this. They understand what the computer is. They're trying to lock us into that. And when we look in the mirror and identify who we are with what we're looking at, they're locking us into it. And if you look at society,
Hold on. Here we go. Behind the scenes. David, continue. David, continue. And then Michael in Texas, finish up. Go ahead.
Okay. What I was going to say is that if you look at society and the way it's structured, and all the things that are in society.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelerex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelerex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelerex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelerex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelerex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at CHELOREX.com. That's Kelerex.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Real, it's a digital image, and she isn't really personally looking at you. They're manipulating our basic genetic code as a mammal. You're saying rise above that. David Icke, and then finish up, Michael.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the five senses are there, and we can enjoy them, and we experience this world through them. But once the five senses become the only or the master level of experiencing
we can be lied to and manipulated through that.
Yeah, I mean, we are then in the trap. We're then in the mouse trap. They've got us. So you can experience the five senses. Something's very nice. I mean, we don't come here to then ignore the fact that we're here. And I would say this to people who awaken, quote, spiritually. You know, we don't come here to awaken our consciousness and then ignore the fact that we're actually here because we've opened our consciousness. Consciousness has to express itself to make the changes that in society. That
faith without works is dead. Faith
yeah.
without, I mean, if you really change your consciousness from evil and destruction to love and light, you're going to try to help people. Quickly finish, Michael.
All the time. You're going to try to do what, you're going to do what is right. Not even try. You're going to do what is
you're
right.
You're going to do it.
If you're not doing that, then don't kid yourself. You've got expanded consciousness.
Yeah, Michael, anything else?
Yes, sir. Just for your listening audience, one way that I, through my own personal experience of raising my personal vibration and recognizing it as it happens is the feeling of goosebumps. You know, whenever that's just a surge of vital energy coming into every cell of your body, head to toe. It feels good. It feels warm. And you can just actually consciously understand and realize how your vibration frequency is changing. And by thinking about good things, good thoughts like Truth Rising or Luke Radowski standing up to whatever that guy at Yahoo's name
getting
is.
Getting past the fear, taking action.
Absolutely.
That gets you, exactly. People think that I'm putting out fear. I'm not. I'm saying there's a threat. We've got to meet it. It's empowering to take action against it. I appreciate your call. David, I know you got to go have that meeting. I'm going to twist your arm for only 5 minutes when the hour ends in 3 minutes so we can talk to Hashur, Ryan, Tim, and Guy. You can do 5 minutes after, can't you?
Okay, no problem.
All right, twisting the arm of David Icke, davidicke.com, and when this radio show ends on the AM and FM dial in 3 minutes, you'll have to tune to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on those streams or PrisonPlanet.tv to see us go live into overdrive right now. Hashur in Oklahoma, you're on the air with David Icke.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Jones, I've been listening to you for about 3 years now. And I have quite an extensive notebook of notes that I've been keeping relative to many of your shows. This one in particular struck my interest because you're speaking of vibrational energy, which you've been referring to as frequencies. And I've been studying that phenomenon for some time now, mainly through ancient languages. And, for example, I am of the belief, based on extensive research, that what you refer to as the New World Order and the current economic crisis is actually a transformation of the Beast of Mammon that will reemerge as the Neo-Roman Empire. And one of the reasons I say that is because of the calendar that Western culture and most of the industrialized world lives by is the same calendar that was implemented by Julius Caesar in 46 B.C., and that what we are experiencing now is, in fact, the culmination of the prophecy relative to...
All right, stop right there. I got to jump as we're ending the main transmission. Only 5 minutes left with David Icke, davidicke.com. Again, my websites are infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. When David leaves us in 5 minutes, I'm going to cover the latest economic developments in overdrive only at infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. But in the 30 seconds we've got left, the main transmission, David... that we have to end this in just a few minutes because other shows are coming up and I've got to get off the line. Well, we're just going to go into retransmission now. But bottom line, David, they are trying to recreate empires they've had previously. And I'll ask you right now as we go into overdrive why they are doing that. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, into overdrive right now. David, I am going to let you go in just 5 minutes because I've got to get off this network line. But, network, I'm fine to be here for 5 minutes. I know that. Comment on what he was just saying.
Well, they definitely throw this forward a very, very long way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.